Good morning. Let's go ahead and get started. This is a public rulemaking hearing held in accordance with the State Administrative Procedure Act, specifically Section 24-4-103, Colorado Revised Statutes. The date is Thursday, February 18th, 2010. The time is 9:04 a.m. We're meeting in the Secretary of State's Blue Spruce Conference Room on the second floor of the Office of the Secretary of State at 1700 Broadway, Denver, Colorado. My name is Bill Hobbs. I'm Deputy Secretary of State, and I'm convening this hearing on behalf of Secretary of State Bernie Busher in accordance with a notice of rulemaking that was published in the Colorado Register on January 25th, 2010. Other people here from the Secretary of State's office at the table with me, to my left is Hillary Rudy, legal analyst with the Elections Division, and to my right is Andrea Geiger, also a legal specialist with the Elections Division. The purpose of the hearing is to receive comments from the public on proposed amendments to the Secretary's election rules. Just by way of background, this hearing was originally scheduled for February 2nd, pursuant to the notice of rulemaking that the Secretary of State's office issued on December 8th. It was intended in December that that notice of rulemaking would be published in the January 10th Colorado Register, and the state APA provides that a rulemaking hearing must be held at least 20 days after publication. And so if the notice had been published on January 10th, a February 2nd hearing would have been okay, but in fact the notice of rulemaking did not get published until January 25th. So we did issue a revised notice of hearing, changing the date from February 2nd to February 18th. The purpose of the proposed rules today is to amend the rules that deal with the national change of address process, NCOA process. This is actually an outgrowth of a rulemaking hearing that was held on November 10th. And at that time, the Secretary of State's office had proposed some amendments to the NCOA process to clarify the process. However, there was testimony received by the Secretary of State's office at that hearing that led us to believe that perhaps it would be better to, instead of clarify the process, basically eliminate the process. There were concerns expressed about the reliability of the information received through the NCOA process from the Postal Service, and there was testimony about the adequacy of existing notices that are already being mailed out by county clerk and recorders, forwardable and non-forwardable, to update the addresses of registered voters. So basically, there was concern about making changes to addresses based on the NCOA process. So but it was felt that an additional rulemaking hearing should be scheduled to consider the alternative. As I said, instead of clarifying the process, basically eliminating the process as a tool for updating voters' addresses. And that's basically the proposal that's for us before us today. There is a proposed statement of basis, purpose, and authority that was published with the rules that lays that out in a little more detail. And we have not, I think, at this point received any written comments on the proposed rules, I think. That's confirmed by folks here at the table with me. So I think I'll just open it up for public testimony, and I don't think we have anybody signed up to testify. So in the absence of oral testimony, what I think I'll do, though, is nevertheless leave the record open until the close of business today, in case there is somebody out there who may be listening or thinking or who intended to provide oral testimony today. So I'll leave the record open for anyone who wishes to provide written comments by 5 o'clock today. And if there is anybody who wishes to do that, the comments should be directed to Andrea Geiger. And her contact information is actually in the amended notice of proposed rulemaking, but her email address is andrea.geiger, G-Y-G-E-R, at sos.state.co.us. And the telephone number is also listed in the amended notice of rulemaking. So with that, is there anything further that I should be saying? I guess I will conclude the hearing. I'll note for the record, we do have at least one person in the audience, so I'm not totally alone here. I do appreciate at least someone showing up. Thank you. So with that, I'll conclude the hearing. The time is 9:10 a.m. Thank you.